In an essay published in The New Yorker 8 years ago, Martin Amis said, "Jane Austen is weirdly capable of keeping everybody busy. The moralists, the Marxists, the Freudians, the deconstructors all find an adventure playground in six samey novels about middle-class provincials. And for every generation of critics and readers, her fiction effortlessly renews itself." The inexhaustibility of Jane Austen's work is the premise of Karen Joy Fowler's latest comic novel, The Jane Austen Book Club. Book critic Maureen Corrigan has a review.
"A few days ago, a neighbor of mine told me that her book club had vetoed her proposal that their next book should be Karen Joy Fowler's new and already much praised comic novel, The Jane Austen Book Club. Apparently, my neighbor's fellow reading group members bristled at the self-conscious cuteness of a book club reading a novel about book clubs, and they also suspected Fowler's novel might be too light. My neighbor's book club is one of those serious book clubs. Sure, the members may polish off a few bottles of wine in the course of an evening's gossip-larded discussion, and I hear that it's rare for anybody to actually read the entire assigned book. But this is a group that always chooses classics like Middlemarch not to finish. Too bad my neighbor's book group is so intent on literary uplift, because anyone who even nominally likes books should just lap up the Jane Austen Book Club. First off, for Janeites, as the worshippers of Austen are called, Fowler artfully alludes to the plots of Austen's six novels as she recounts the meetings of the fictional Jane Austen Book Club, which is based in Sacramento, California, and composed of five women of various ages, marital states, and sexual inclinations, and one 40-ish straight single man. The club bands together for 6 months for the purpose of reading all of Jane Austen. Beyond droll, insiderish commentary on Austen, as well as on the cultural meaning of book clubs in general, Fowler uses the literary setting of her novel to full advantage. The Jane Austen Book Club offers a sparkling rumination on the act of reading itself, and on how beloved books can serve as refuge, self-definition, snobbish barricades against other people, or pathways out of the old self to a wider world. The Jane Austen Book Club was Jocelyn's idea. She's a postmenopausal dog breeder, as well as a tireless matchmaker of human beings, and she contends that it's essential to reintroduce Austen into your life regularly. Let her look around. Because Jocelyn is a control freak, she handpicks the five other group members, including her oldest friend Sylvia, who's on the verge of a divorce, Sylvia's daughter Allegra, who's a beautiful lesbian with relationship problems, and an affable man named Grig, who's never read Austen before. Jocelyn met Grig when they shared a hotel elevator months earlier. She was staying at the hotel for a dog breeder's powwow, he for, shudder, a sci-fi convention. The seventh member of the Jane Austen Book Club, so to speak, is our omniscient narrator, who uses the royal we, and in the shimmering tradition of Austen's own narrators, finds nothing more jolly than peeking in on the thoughts of the anxious gentry. Here's a tiny sampling of the narrator's wit and worldly wisdom. Each of us has a private Austen. Allegra's Austen wrote about the impact of financial need on the intimate lives of women. If she'd worked in a bookstore, Allegra would have shelved Austen in the horror section. Later in the novel, after Allegra has dumped a thieving lover, the narrator eavesdrops on her mother Sylvia's sad realization. Sylvia thought how all parents wanted an impossible life for their children. Happy beginning, happy middle, happy ending. No plot of any kind. What uninteresting people would result if parents got their way. The six book group members slosh back margaritas and red wine and launch their way into loop-de-loop discussions in which they compare Austen's minor characters to sitcom characters and deliberate over Emma's frigidity. By the time the book group finishes their wet dissection of Austen's last novel, Persuasion, the six members are all either dating or married, though they're not, thank goodness, all involved with each other. It's a happy ending the narrator attributes to the magical effect of reading Austen. Even more magical, though, is the fact that Fowler pulls off this final fanfare without being at all twinkly. The Jane Austen Book Club is a terrific comic novel about a closed society merrily transformed by reading. In the tradition of Jane Austen and her funny girl inheritors like Angela Thurkel, Barbara Pym, Stevie Smith, and Susan Isaacs, Fowler recognizes that intelligence and humor are natural literary allies.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed The Jane Austen Book Club by Joy Fowler.